Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Okay, so there was a little bit more movement yesterday with the mayor, Justin Bibb, mayor of Cleveland, talking to Fox 8. Now, the things that were said by the mayor are all things that Daryl Ryder is, and I'm not here just to beat the drum for Daryl. I'm just saying that Daryl has been on this since the beginning, and I kind of feel like, for some reason, a TV interview justified everything that Daryl's been reporting for months. So, I mean, kudos to Fox 8 for getting the interview with the mayor, but Daryl's been saying this stuff for months. I mean, months. Nothing should have been a surprise if you've been following Daryl on either Twitter or at 923thefan.com. So, first I want to do this. I want to play the bite from Fox 8 yesterday, and their I team, who does a fantastic job. They're great. So this was the interview with the mayor when talking about the dome.
There are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns. We got to move on. They're going to Brook Park. If they go to Brook Park, God bless them. Good luck. But by hell or high water, we are going to develop a lakefront that our residents can be proud of.
That's awesome. Like, I've been asking for that since day one. Here is this unbelievable piece of property the city owns. Go to other cities that have lakefront property and see what they're doing with it. And then ask yourself, what do we do with ours? Like, we've got a gigantic runway. We've got a former school, flight school. There's some military stuff on the other end. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is awesome. The Great Lakes Science Center is awesome. And then we've got a stadium. And we've got a little port that if now we're suddenly have cruise ships that are coming into. And that's about it. And we got the pit. So obviously there has been opportunity there to rebuild or redo do something else with that property. I'm not mad at anybody on this stuff. I think that we got stuck there because as a city, we were so mad that Art Modell ripped this team out of Cleveland, took them over to Baltimore, that we were in a gigantic hurry to put something back up.
And the NFL put you in a hurry by, nicely enough, giving you an expansion team.
Yes.
So you had to have a new place to play.
Yeah, and it just wasn't thought out at the time.
You didn't have time to think it out.
Right.
It was build a new stadium. Let's go.
So, and it also put the city in the position of having to be landlords and, and then more tax. I mean, if you could go back and be Houston, I think you would have rather been Houston than Cleveland when they were bringing teams back. Right, Jeff? Like Houston had a different opportunity to do that. And it's just, it's a matter of breathing time.
It wanted to be Carolina or Jacksonville.
Well, that's true.
They got a lot of time.
Yeah. And so this has all been a problem since the team left.
Yeah, except for this. Let's not blame. I mean, this is 26 years ago now.
No, but this is my way of saying, look, as much as anyone said anything about the Browns or anyone said anything about the mayor or anything saying anything about the county, this is a problem that's it's deep rooted. Like, the issues have been here for decades now. And so we're at this point now where the Browns and the city seem to be, on the same page. I don't know if it was like 15 months ago, we had sat here and we were like, we're kind of bummed out because we thought there was no way the team was moving to a dome. We thought the city and the Browns were all in on redoing everything, the land bridge and all of those things that were going on. And the Browns were vehement about wanting to stay downtown. Then something happened along the way.
The land bridge still seems like a screwy thing to me.
Well, there were some plans that were out yesterday that I was looking again. Again, taking Route 2 and making it into a boulevard rather than a freeway still seems like a real viable option for an area of town that has so much potential. At least we think we do.
Well, let's be obvious about this.
Okay.
My whole life I've been hearing about lakefront development. Your whole life you've been hearing about lakefront development.
Yeah.
We've seen very little. Well, what's the one thing that hasn't moved off the lakefront that seems to be getting in the way? It's a big old stadium.
And okay. The plans I looked at yesterday, which they show some pretty cool things down at the lakefront, still have the stadium in the mix. And I'm like, man, this thing looks nutty, having a stadium in this in the mix for the things that they it looks like they potentially want to do. Daryl had said on game day and on the air here too that you know the city and the Browns had been talking, and you know they got to a point to where it sounded like the mayor was like, okay, hey, let's just help us pay for the demolition of the stadium and we're good. And so the city was looking for money, and if you go back and look at what Daryl said on X yesterday, he had a bunch of I'm going to find it here real quick. That Daryl had a bunch of tweets yesterday that were dead on for what he's been saying. He said, in the wake of Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibbs telling Fox 8, we've got to move on from the Browns. Time to look forward to Brook Park. I've said for months, Justin Bibb knew the Browns were not going to stay in the stadium. And a settlement, in parentheses, said a big fat check from the team would get him to accept it. We are finally at the negotiation, at the negotiation of the size of that check stage. And then he went on to talk about some of the other things that Fox 8 had in their story. So, but I agree with the mayor. Like, this is where the mayor is 1,000% right. There are more important things to the city of Cleveland than the Browns. They have a ton of issues going on.
Well, and forgive me, they're not losing the Browns. The Cleveland Browns will still be the Cleveland Browns if they're playing 12 miles down the road.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are people going to stay? Where are people going to stay who are coming into town for concerts and other events at the new dome and all that stuff? They're going to stay downtown, at least a bunch of them. So instead of, and the Haslams had this, the Haslam Sports Group had this in their note to Chris Ronayne, the county executive.
And I don't, the county to me is still just a gigantic mystery. Like why they're even involved is, I know that they're, talking about money, but it's just like, Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. I have to say it's all blue in the face.
The Browns mentioned this, and it's to me, it's obvious. Okay, what brings more business to downtown Cleveland? 10 football games a year or 50 to 60 events at a domed facility in Brook Park where people might need hotel rooms and dinner and lunch and shopping and everything else. I would think that there would be enough carryover from all of the events that are going to go on at the new place, if it happens, that it would more than make up for missing 10 to 12 events a year at the stadium on the lakefront. Do the math. It seems like it adds up.
Dan, do you take the Rapid in town every once in a while?
I do.
You do. How long is that ride from wherever you get on to downtown?
25 to a half.
Oh, is it 25 minutes?
Yeah, probably about 25 minutes to a half an hour.
But if they had a direct line out of terminal out to the airport, direct line, like airport only, 15.
Yeah, it'd be about 15 minutes to Brook Park.
If our not subway, but rapid service was on par with other major cities, you bring them together quickly.
Well, guess what? You could make it that way.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not putting $500 million into the stadium. Put it into public transportation.
Which still
feeds downtown. Put it into police,
put it into
fire.
We do talk about the 15 dates that I always talk about that, like, okay, how many dates does that stadium actually fill? I do think that when you talk about downtown business, you have to wonder, and this becomes a competition between teams now, how many events would the Dome take away from the arena? That's my only question about dates. And does this mean that...
How many events are big enough to put in the other place?
Well, that's the question. How many events that would go to the Dome would have no chance of going into the arena? That's my question. And so I'll even give you another 10 to 15 dates on top of the 15 that I've been talking about. So when you talk about 30 dates leaving downtown, That's where I can understand where if you're a business owner downtown, you're like, oh, man. But then it becomes, you know, we ask people to rise up to the occasion, to become better at what they do, to provide better services. And the mayor stepped out big time yesterday, I thought, and I congratulate him on wanting to grow what's on the lakefront, to make it amazing, and to see what's going to happen down there to give people the opportunity to want to come downtown.
I'll still believe that when I see it.
Well, okay, but at least he's saying it. I can live with that. That's a step forward. Like, I give the mayor credit for that. Because I've been saying that since the beginning. We got this great piece of land. Do something with it, whether there's a stadium there or not. So I hope that this all works out for the best. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, jobs for Northeast Ohioans, you know, more tax revenue for it, whether it's Brook Park or Cleveland or how these things all work out, they're all good for us. I think those things are all good. I understand public money involved. But, like, the County Browns thing just... It is just so confusing to me. I just don't understand why the county's playing, why the county feels like, I don't get it. Because if I lived in Brook Park, there's no way I could support county government because it looks like county government has completely turned their back on me.
Well, that's what elections are for.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Chuck is in Lyndhurst. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Charles?
Good morning. Good morning, man. Gentlemen.
Hey.
Just, I guess, three basic questions on the dome. I'm sure they've been answered that I just haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, is this a retractable dome?
No.
Number one.
No.
Okay, number two, for football, what's the seating capacity?
It was in the 60s.
And number,
it was in the lower 60s.
And number three, I assume it's going to be artificial turf then, right?
Absolutely.
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be. I mean, there are plenty of indoor facilities that have natural grass now. I don't know if our weather could support it during... I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked to see if they wanted to put a tray in or not.
I do believe it's artificial turf.
And I'm sorry, did you say...
Pot in the closet? You mean to tell me that we can't grow grass in a dome?
I agree with what he just said.
Did you say it's retractable or no?
It is not retractable. Jeff, that was our stance for a decade on this show.
Yeah.
We were hoping for one.
Okay.
But
thank you, sir.
All you got to do is take a look at the picture there, Chuck. It's about as outdoors as I think you can get without being outdoor.
It's all glass.
Yeah. Take a look at Minnesota.
The roof is glass.
Take a look at Minnesota.
Grow weed in a closet. You mean you tell me we can't grow natural grass in a dome?
Damn. Dan sounds pretty adamant about being able to grow weed in a closet. Must be personal experience.
Let's go, Jim.
That whole legal thing screwed things up, didn't it, Dan?
Jim, I got 60 seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
Listen, I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. And Andy, I agree 100%. I get what the mayor was doing. I'm not a big fan of extortion, but I get that he wanted money for them to leave. I understand what he was doing.
What a great line.
The county executive is absolutely making me lose my mind. What county executive wouldn't want to be? Look, Bill, yes, I get it. There's people out there that just hate billionaires, and that's great. But you know what? This guy is willing to invest in hotels, restaurants, an entertainment district, and a quote-unquote blighted area of town, opening up the lakefront. I can't believe that the county executive and the mayor are already lining up developers like, hey, pitch us your idea for the lakefront. Where is the forward thinking? We're falling behind cities like Columbus. Columbus has development like crazy. They got a $2 billion airport expansion going on, and we're up here arguing over people wanting to spend money in our city. And for those that say that the Haslams, they're greedy and they're this, I guess the county executive hasn't looked at all of the developments they've done unrelated to the Cleveland Browns in Berea, because it's huge. They've put over $1 billion into just the city of Berea and development in that town. And I'm sick to my stomach because this backwards thinking, all this does is keep us falling further and further behind our neighbor to the south. And Andy, I know you spent a lot of time in Columbus. Tell me about how beautiful all that development is down there. The multiple districts down there.
They turned the short north. Yeah, Jim, they turned a prison into a destination. Think about that. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. All right, let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back, and just your whole thoughts on this thing. And does it seem like it's that this is now done after what Mayor Bibbs said yesterday on Fox 8? Can you all settle into the fact that we're probably 90% of the way there? I don't know if that's a fair number or not. Let me check with other people, but I think we're 90% of the way there. That dome is is about to have shovels put in the ground based on what the mayor said yesterday. So
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.